Hello out there, and welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. We have a terrific show for you today about mentoring for transitioning veterans and spouses. Leslie Coffey of American Corporate Partners, tell us how ACP arranges year-long mentorships to advise in every aspect of your transition process. It's a great program that's already helped 30,000 transitioning veterans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there, warriors past and present, your families, and thank you for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, FEP Dental and FEP Vision, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, and USAA for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I'm going to say it every doggone week. We love them, too. We're going to be talking about transitioning today, and about an organization that can help you find a mentor to help you make that life-changing event go more smoothly. And I'm so excited to introduce Leslie Coffey, Vice President of Military Engagement for American Corporate Partners, also known as ACP. Thanks for joining the show and just welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sergeant Major. I'm so blessed to be here. Really honored. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for just taking the time and to come on. I'm excited about just talking to you for a little while. Before we get into anything or going any farther here, would you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So I am an Army spouse of 27 years.
I'm motivated here.
That's right. Go Army beat Navy. My service member is wrapping up 30 years. I've 27 of those. We've got four kids. I'm also been promoted to a grandma. So, that's who really runs the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, really my first 25 years of being a military spouse, the Army always made my decision for me to resign and had to start over. So absolutely understand the lifestyle and having to adjust in this way of life.
Well, you know, I told you, I think I spent 36 years in the service, and your husband and you are going to quit at 30. So anybody that quits at 30, you know what I call them? A quitter. So, hey, let me ask you, what does American Corporate Partners do for transitioning members, of the military?
So, you know, the key thing that we do is really help you to figure out what you want to do in that next chapter and how to get there. The tool that we use to do that is mentoring.
Yeah.
We actually provide a one-to-one customized mentor, somebody that has years of experience in the space that a service member is interested in breaking into that can guide them, be their sounding board, and really lead them along the way.
Yeah. You know, for years, I used to have, when you went to different assignments, you'd have a sponsor. And when you got there, somebody to sort of help you move. And the mentorship program, I think anybody that's processing and out of service needs a mentor or a sponsor to help them get out there. Because, you know, for years we've hit a lot of money on unemployment. When people get out, they can't find employment and stuff. So I think it's a great program. But as a military spouse, aren't you a former client of ACP? Wasn't you using the system? How'd you get the system? Now you're working for the system, I guess.
Huh? That's right. That is so true. Yeah. So I've actually been in transition for about 15 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had known about ACP as working in this space. And it was 5 years ago when they very first launched for military spouses. And at the time, we were stationed at the National Training Center in the Mojave Desert.
Yeah.
Remote work wasn't big, and I was underemployed like a lot of our spouses.
Yeah.
So I actually put a countdown app on my phone to be one of the first to apply. And I was, and from the middle of the Mojave Desert, my mentorship resulted in a 67% increase in pay.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Well,
but now you're running.
That really helped us. As you can imagine, it helped us, you know, paying off student loans, paying off cars, helped us save and for retirement. So before that, it was really, really challenging.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you say that because I remember when I was, this is years ago now, because I was in the Army a long time, I guess, but I was a sergeant first class and struggling month to month to live. And we lived off post. And my wife got a job, and then it was like we was in heaven. And at the same year, we got a pay raise for the military. So we thought we was loaded. But of course, the military is like making a lot more money now than they ever was when I was on active duty. What sort of issues are unique to military spouses? I'm sure there's a lot of unique issues that you spouses have as far as mentorship and development, getting out of the service, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So for across the board, both service members and military spouses, the biggest challenge is figuring out what you want to do. Most of those that come to our program, about 86% are undecided.
Yeah.
So you really just don't know, especially for transitioning service members. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And you're not really sure where your skills could be best utilized. You've worn so many hats. Which one do you, you know, you have the freedom to choose, which is liberating, but it's also terrifying. So figuring out, you know, exactly which one and how to narrow that scope, that's what we see the most and how our mentors are really instrumental.
Well, I think the other thing is people are, not everybody, but some people on active duty, while you're on active duty, you're really sort of hesitant to ask questions, to ask people that are on the outside or they're in the civilian market, because you think, oh, well, if they had military, of course, you don't feel bad. But you're really, I was always a little hesitant to ask questions. I mean, I'm not sure I trusted everybody, I guess. That's what I'm probably looking for.
Well, you know, when you're in higher senior positions and in leadership positions, it's not necessarily popular to not know all the answers. I mean, lives are on the line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so sure.
It may be really intimidating to ask questions, but in this situation, you're going to learn from people that have years of experience and that are really volunteering for nothing more than to see you succeed.
Yeah. Do you think you should have more than one mentor? You know, is it better to have two or three or four? Yeah, go ahead.
I totally am under the thought process of everybody should have a personal board of directors. You can have mentors in many areas. You know, for example, in the spouse, as a spouse, you may have a senior spouse that kind of talks you through protocol and hosting. You may have one as, you know, a mother or a father. So there's so many ways. Your spiritual life definitely should have a personal board of directors. I would just say for professional and for transitioning, I'd probably get that ACP mentor to be your chairperson of the board.
Yeah. Do you think there's a difference if I'm enlisted and I have a sponsor that's an officer spouse or vice versa? If I'm an officer, do you think it's a difference to have a military spouse that's enlisted? You know, do you think would that work, I guess, or does it make a difference?
That's not been my experience. I think it's more of, personalities and similarities and interest. I would say more than for enlisted or an officer. I think if you just gel sometimes and maybe you're both outgoing or you both have common interests, then I think that matters a little bit more in my experience.
Yeah, no, you probably, in fact, you really hit it on the head when you talk about personalities. You probably want to, if you can, I don't know if you do that or not, link the personalities with people that, you know, are the right fit for somebody like your husband. I would think that, and you too. Maybe find a senior NCO spouse to be a sponsor for you as you're getting out of the military. I don't know. Do you try to do that too? You try to make sure you got the right fit for people?
Yes. So actually our process, when somebody applies, a person gets on the phone with them. Our whole process is human driven. So they actually have an assigned point of contact to ACP and they're going to ask them, what are your interests? What are your goals? What do you like? What your hobbies are. We take all of that into account.
Yeah.
When we go on the hunt for a mentor. So when we're looking for a mentor, it's not like an algorithm. It's not match.com. It's actually a person doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
They're almost like your personal agent. So they're going on the hunt for you and to look for the best fit. So I'll give you an example. I have a woman veteran right now launching a business and her mentor is an entrepreneur mentor. She's in Greater Chicago. But on her intake, you know, when we got her on the phone, she mentioned as a hobby, she likes to learn musical instruments on the side. Huh. Well, her entrepreneur mentor teaches ukulele lessons on the side. So in addition to launching the business, she also learns ukulele from them. So we really do take that level of detail into account.
Yeah. Do you take into account where you're going to where you think you're going to retire at? So if I have a mentor, do I want to have a mentor in the same community or at least the same state or something?
Yes. So about 80% of our currently we have about 5,000 in the program. About 80% are what we call national pairs. So they may not be close. About 20% are in close proximity and they can go have coffee. If you prefer to have somebody close by, then we can put that into our search criteria, if you will. What's most important to us is that the career fit is first. So making sure, like if you're wanting to go into cyber and you need to figure out how to break into cyber, making sure it is that type of a mentor that has that type of a background. And then if they happen to be in a local area, then that's a bonus.
You know, it sounds like you guys have thought about just about everything to help our veterans and families retire from the military. Now I got a big question for you. And now your husband is transitioning, isn't he? And how are you going to help him? I mean, you're probably just going to tell him what to do, I guess, right?
Well, I've been, we started very early. We started more than 3 years out.
Yeah.
And, you know, our approach has been to just take a little bit of bite every day so it's not too much. You know, I started him off with a series of books to kind of introduce him one after another, and then just having that conversation and as a team. That's really, really important to really try to transition as a team and bounce off of each other, because you do, the whole transition is a family experience. Even my children are going through it right now.
Yeah.
We've relocated to an area not close to military, so you don't have that ready-made community for you. None of the kids in school are military connected, so it is an adjustment for the whole family transitioning. But I would say the best gift you can give yourself is time. You know, start early and really just try to take bites out of it and touch it a little bit each day.
You know, it's funny. Well, it's funny you say that, because when I got out of the service, I thought I can live anywhere. You know, it doesn't matter where I live, I'll fit in anywhere. And when I got there, you know, you're always trying to find people that sort of talk the same language you do. And there wasn't nobody around where I lived. And and I struggled a little bit with that for a while. I guess, have you thought about the fact that you're not going to live close to a military installation anymore, and what you're going to lose and what you're going to gain? Or does it make a difference?
Yes. So for us, you know, we started with our values and what was important to us. My spouse said, you know, I've been fighting for 30 years. I really want to focus on safety, security, privacy, peace of mind.
Yeah.
Those were his top values, above employment, above anything like that. And so we did a lot of research when we found our community. I like a lot of research. And we've never lived in, like, we've never even visited our community that we settled down in. So we don't have family here. So it was, you know, it was risky, but we're on 6 acres and we have phenomenal, phenomenal neighbors, and we're very, very fortunate.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, but, isolation and the challenge of finding your tribe is absolutely a thing. Like, I see that if you're not close to a military installation.
Well, I think you sort of figured it out, because you got standoffs, 6 acres of land. You put your house right in the middle. So, I mean, but that's something. I mean, so you have your own space. You can do what you want to do, and your kids. How many children you said you had? Four or three? Or
four.
Okay. Yeah.
But the real boss is the granddaughter.
There's no question. I don't know if I told you or not. I have four great grandbabies and one on the way. So I love them to death, and I'll probably spoil them as much as I can. You know, we got a lot more to discuss, but we need to take a quick break. So don't you go anywhere. We're talking with Transition with Leslie Coffey from the American Corporate Partners. And if you've enjoyed watching or listening to Your Next Mission, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. And click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. Leslie, in your work with ACP, what do you see as the biggest obstacles to overcome in order to have that, you know, that smooth transition?
The biggest obstacle is probably selling yourself. You know, in the military, I mean, even the NCO Creed, it's all about the team. It's about the mission. And not necessarily about you. And so I think stepping aside and understanding that they've not had to sell themselves in the military, right? They just do the job where they're told to live, wear the uniform that they're told to wear, and they just make it happen. But in this situation, you actually have to sell yourself. So I think translating those military skills into a value that an employer will understand, because more than 93% of America is not served. So it actually translating and showing that value and selling yourself, I think that is huge.
Yeah. Is where you're going to live, is there any military around there at all? Or and I guess you may have said it already, but why did you pick this, you know, this location that you're going to move to?
So we are about 90 minutes from Fort Knox. That's probably our closest military installation.
Yeah.
And we selected this location because of the safety, the security, the privacy. That was the biggest drive. Also, the school system is like the best in the state as well.
And you didn't know anybody in that area at all?
No.
Oh man, you took a big chance there. And now you're currently living there, right?
Yes.
And your husband there, and he feels pretty comfortable about everything that's going on?
Yes. We're settling in, and you know, we've got the zero turn. We're learning how to do the zero turn tractor, and actually for looking at buying a zero turn little toy model for my granddaughter so she can practice too and play. But we're really fortunate that we found a church home, and that's kind of where we're starting to build a community.
Yeah. Is your husband already retired, or is he retiring?
No, he'll retire at the beginning of the year.
There you go. Now, is he stationed at, where's he stationed? Is he stationed at Knox, or I'm not sure they call it Knox anymore, but.
Yes. So they actually temporarily kind of assigned him there, but his last duty station was West Point.
Oh, he's stationed at West Point. That's a pretty good job up there. So, okay. Well, I want to talk more in depth about the American Corporation Partners, that what you can do to help. But right after, we've got to take another commercial break. So please stay right there. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back in just a second. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. USAA.
Oh. A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Leslie Coffey, Vice President of Military Engagement of American Corporate Partners. Remember, this is your show. Tell us about your transition. Tell us what topics you'd like us to cover. It's your show. Tell us what you need. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org, and I'll actually reach back out to you. Leslie, as we head into our final segment, let's talk about what America Corporate Partners does for someone who is about to transition or even looking 5 years down the road. What's the first step in the process? I mean, what do they need to do first?
The first step they're going to do is they're going to apply on our website, acp-usa.org. It'll ask for, you know, what are your career goals? What are you looking for in a mentor? Whether you're already employed or whether you're still active duty, whether you're going to school, whether you're launching a business, we can find somebody in that exact path that is a season or two ahead that can guide you along the way. It's completely customized because we recognize everyone's season of life is different. Everyone, what they're working on is different. And so that is why we take a very customized approach. It's based on the individual.
How do you market? I mean, the Army is just the Army now, but you're not just talking about the Army, you're talking about all services. But how do you market your program so people know about you?
you know how the military is. Word of mouth is everything, right?
That's probably true.
I say our number one, honestly, our number one referral source are our alumni, like myself.
Yeah.
We actually have a 98% satisfaction rate. 98% of veterans and spouses that would come through our program would refer us to another veteran or spouse. So that's the top way. You know, as a nonprofit, we don't have a marketing budget. So that word of mouth is really everything for us. And then we're very fortunate. We have great partners in the VA, the Department of Labor, Soldier for Life, many organizations like that that also assist.
You know, I'd give you a couple of ideas, maybe something to think about. Maybe what you ought to do is go to the senior enlisted of every service, get somebody to go there and talk to them, say, here's what they're doing for military spouses, and see what, on a national level or installation level, what military spouses program, probably already do that, go out and sort of talk to those guys and tell them what you're doing, because I think this is a great program that would help a lot of people out when they're processing out, because there's just so many people that struggle when they get out of the service. What do you do? Do you do this? I guess you do the same program. It's not senior NCOs, but you do the same program for Sergeant E5, Staff Sergeant, Sergeant First Classes, whatever rank you are, correct?
Sir Major, currently we have E2s in our program and we have O10s in our program.
Oh, wow.
Because it's customized off the individual, the level of the mentor. So, for example, we have chairpersons of the board of like Johnson & Johnson, the CEO of Campbell Soup. They may be paired with somebody that's a much higher, like a general. Whereas somebody that's like an E2 or an E4, we're going to bring them somebody a little bit closer to age and experience level, like a production manager, or it really depends on what they're looking to get into. But we base it off of that individual, their experience, their interests, their goals, personalities. And they can ask for the same gender, the same ethnic background, just like you were saying on location. What is really exciting is that our average starting salary for those that come through last year was $93,000, and yet 40% do not have a degree.
Yeah.
So that's really, mentors are making, you know, introductions and just really helping them to make sure they obtain meaningful employment and they're not underemployed.
Yeah. Where do you typically find your mentors? I mean, because it's, I mean, I would think that you really got to not be critical, but make sure you have the right mentors when they get it. Because, I mean, you could get the wrong person that's not, and probably the people that volunteered to do it. Are these all volunteers?
Yes, they're all volunteers.
Yeah.
So we actually partner, we have about 120 partner companies.
Oh, wow.
Just recently, NASCAR joined us. So NASCAR is sending volunteer mentors our way. And what happens is each of the volunteer mentors are vetted. There is an orientation, they have a handbook, and they have a point of contact to ACP that is checks in with them every month, even once they have a protege that they're helping.
Yeah, this is probably a crazy question to ask. I already know the answer, but maybe we can help our audience out here a little bit. Why is a mentor so important for a successful transition? I mean, why is somebody so important to have a good mentor?
Well, you don't know what you don't know, right?
That's true.
Also, building your network. So many, when they're transitioning, most of their network is in the military. And over 85% of jobs come from your network. It's somebody willing to put their name behind you, right? And you don't even know. I'll give you a prime example. We had a retiring E7 who was in satellites. And he was paired with a mentor because he wanted to work remotely. He was in Minnesota. He wasn't really close to a place kind of like us. And he was, remote was really important to him. He was paired with somebody in the financial services industry. And he really wasn't sure. He's like, I don't want to do sales. I don't want to do finance. We said, just have the call. We can always look for another mentor, but just give it a chance. After that conversation, the mentor identified, he was like, if you're in satellites, you know about risk. Get this certification. And you would be phenomenal with risk management and financial. And he got a six-figure job just because of what the mentor found value in him remotely.
Well, I was just going to ask that question. Do you find some of the military spouses that come in that you tie them to an education program or certification program? And you just said you tied them to a certification program. Do you tie any of the rest of them to educational programs too?
Absolutely. So we have so many partners that are VSOs that offer free certifications, and it's really about what they're interested in. I just had one yesterday that was looking for how to get a certification in medical coding. And we were able to get with our partners and get some free certifications for that. And then a mentor in that space. So it is completely dependent on what their interest is.
You must be thinking the same way, because I was just going to ask you, how many corporate sponsors do you have at HCP? Do you have a big a group of them or something?
120.
Wow, 120. My yes. goodness. Wow.
Well, we've been around for 15 years. We've got a proven track record. So we're very, very fortunate. And, you know, some of our mentors are even 15 times over. They finish 1 year and they get so much fulfillment out of it. You know, they love it even more than the service member does. And they sign back up and they do one for the next year.
You know, I absolutely love talking to someone like you because you are so motivated and it looks like you love your job so much. And I just really appreciate what you're doing. If somebody wants to get in touch with American Partners, what do they do? How do they get in contact with you guys?
So the easiest way is going to be to our website, acp-usa.org. There's an apply there button. Whether they want to apply to be mentored or to mentor, you can volunteer to mentor if you've got at least 6 years of experience in a certain career path. There's always a need. We're going to have nearly more than 15,000 applications this year. So there's always a need for more mentors because we only provide one mentor to one veteran or one mentor to one spouse for a year.
Yeah, that's right. And don't you have a follow-up program? Do you have any kind of follow-up program where you know,
spot? Yes. Yeah. Yes. So everyone that comes through the program, they have an assigned point of contact to ACP, and they check in both sides. They check in on the protege side and the mentor side once a month, just to see if things are gelling, making sure they're moving along to their goals, because that's what we're all about. Getting you to a goal. So that point of contact is like your accountability partner. Like, and I was just on with the spouse yesterday, was just telling me I was so appreciative to have that nudge, because life, time's a thief, life gets in the way and we lose track, right? So to have that nudge, like, are you still meeting? You're meeting your goals, you're on track and doing the right thing. So we make sure there's no gaps. For example, if they need scholarship information or free certification information, something that a mentor may not know, we have an internal resource library that we can provide that information for them.
What if, and I'm sure this doesn't happen, but what if a mentor just doesn't gel? I mean, I have somebody I'm working with and you know, one or the other, they just don't gel together. Can you just change them out real quick? Have you ever had that happen?
Of course, yes. Although we do have a 98% satisfaction rate, sometimes personalities, like you said, may not gel. If that's the case, that's why you have a point of contact to ACP. They can handle the awkward conversations for you. They can do the breakup call.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they can look to find you another mentor. I can give you another example of that. I recently had a service member who wanted to go into marketing. And so their mentor is, she's a woman, a veteran actually, and her mentor is marketing. 3 months in, she thought, you know what? I think I want to do engineering.
Oh,
total
wow.
Total different
Yeah,
switch,
different direction,
right?
Yeah.
But she loved her mentor. She didn't want to give her up. She had this, you know, this foundation of trust. She had this rapport with her. So we said, you don't have to leave that mentor. Keep working with her on your resume and your interview and just professional development, but we will introduce you to other mentors that are in the engineering field. So she has one-off conversations with other mentors that are engineers, but she still has that foundation of trust, that, you know, that sounding board, that support system that she doesn't have to leave.
Yeah, no, that's a very professional way to do it. I mean, keep what you got, but if you want something else, I'll add another mentor to you. So I want you to give me the website. Do you have a phone number, a website and a phone number, or just a website?
So the phone number is on the website. So the website's probably the best.
Yeah.
Which is acp-usa.org.
Okay. We want to make sure we put it in the lowest thirds there. This has been a great discussion. I'm so glad you joined us there. Any final thoughts, or maybe something I didn't ask you? You know, forgive me if I didn't, but if I did, now this is your chance. Any final thoughts?
You know, Sergeant Major, if I could say anything, as successful as my mentorship was, there were ways that I failed. So I'd love for people to learn from me. As a spouse, I felt like I was wasting my mentor's time.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know what I'd have to bring to the conversation.
Yeah.
My mentor is on Forbes Coach Council. She's phenomenal. Her face has been on Times Square. Who am I in the middle of Mojave Desert, you know, to take this woman's time? And I hear this often. And so what I want to share is the first, don't go through this journey alone. Find a tribe. You got so many people out here that want to help. Second of all, we only provide them one person to focus on. So what I was actually doing was robbing her the one thing she was trying to do, which was to help, because I couldn't get out of my own way.
Yeah.
So I do want everyone to know you are worthy. You're not wasting anyone's time. Don't go through this alone. And together we can help.
You know, it's I love that. You know, it's together we're a family. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, you're part of my family. The only difference is I'm not going to give any money. My family always are needy people. They want money all the time. But no, well, thank you for what you're doing. And thanks for coming on the show. I certainly appreciate it. And tell your husband, I wish I could have seen him. But next time you do see him, I'm sure in the future, in a couple of minutes, maybe you'll see him. Tell him I said hi and have a great Army Day.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks again to Leslie Coffey for being our guest today. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been watching Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I always say, I hope it's a good review, but if it's a bad one, okay, I can take it. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And we just added a new job board in partnership with Recruit Military, where you can search for a job that's a perfect fit for you. Check out our video on our website to learn more about how to fine-tune your search. You can also create your own individual profile. Scan the QR code on the screen or the QR code on the website to create your own profile. All information collected is confidential and won't be shared with anyone unless you want us to. We're here to help you, so don't forget, you're all part of a family. We want to do all we can to help you. You can also follow me on my personal pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, hit that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell, too, to receive notifications about all of our upcoming video podcasts. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Leslie Coffey for joining us today. It was just absolutely great having her on the show. And I always like to leave my final thoughts. And I think Leslie probably hit it right out of the park. We're all part of a family. We all need help. We all need mentor. Don't be afraid to ask the question. All of us have issues. All of us have concern about making that next step into life, making that step into transition. And I think the other thing we talked a lot about is, when do you start that process? Don't wait until the last minute. Don't wait until 2 weeks out and say, I'm getting ready to retire. I need to do something. Start at 3, 4, 5 years out if you can. But just remember, there's a lot of people to help you get out of the military. And then the last thing I'll tell you right there, thank you for what you do. And thank you for what you continue to do for our country, because you are making a difference to all of us. Again, thanks for watching. Thanks to New Mind Studios. And of course, our presenting sponsors, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental and FEP Vision, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, and USAA. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.